this evening. Here on KTNC, the Auburn Bulldogs defeated Wilbur Claytonia. The final score, Auburn 68 and the Wolverines 20. And that means that the Auburn Bulldogs advance to Thursday night's sub-district final to be played here in Auburn at 6:30 against the winner of our upcoming game between the Fall City Tigers and the Fairbury Jeffs. Now, the Tigers and Jeffs are familiar with one another. In fact, they just played last week, and in that game, Fall City came out with a surprise, not so much surprised by the win, but the margin of victory. They won it 65-49 was the final. Fall City with the win. So Fairbury getting the rematch tonight here in Auburn in sub-district action, and we'll be tipping off in just a couple of minutes. Have some final scores for you. Sacred Heart got the win tonight in their sub-district, 73-15. Also, over on Sunny 101.3 tonight, the Mount City Panthers defeated Rockport. The final on that one was Mount City 64 and Rockport 37. An interesting footnote to that game, Tony Osborne for Mount City scored 39 points tonight, and he accomplished a feat that I don't know that I've ever seen in all my years of covering high school basketball. Tony Osborne tonight surpassed 3,000 career points in his high school basketball career. You hear about 2,000 occasionally, but 3,000 points for Tony Osborne. Congratulations to that young man and his father, his coach, on quite a feat, 3,000 points. Okay, let's take a look at the starting lineup for this upcoming game. First of all, for the Fairbury Jeffs, they'll go with Ethan Smith, a 6'4 senior. Zane Grizzle, a senior at 6'3. Zane grew up in Pawnee City. Jax Beal, is a junior at 6'. Blake Starr, a 6'2" sophomore. And Jacob Martin. Martin is a senior at 6'4". Jax Beal is their leading scorer. He averages 13.3 points per game. Ethan Smith also averages in double figures at 11 points per contest. The Jeffs are 9-13 on the season, and they're coached by head coach Ryan Garber. Now, the starting lineup for your Fall City Tigers, coached by Coach Don Hogue. In his 23rd year as head coach, and Don has announced his retirement. He coached his last home game last week in that win over Fairbury. The Tigers are 6-15 on the season. They'll go with Bryson Buttrick. Buttrick, a 5'11 junior. Race Farmer. 5'11 and a senior. Carson Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer is a senior at 6'1. Jackson Strauss, 6'3 and a junior. And Big John Craig, a junior at 6'3, rounds out the starting five for Don Hogue and his Fall City Tigers. I want to remind everyone, we'll have more high school basketball later this week. Coming up Thursday night, we'll have some live coverage from somewhere. We have to wait and see who all the winners and losers are in tonight's action. But we will have sub-district boys action for you coming up Thursday night here on KTMC. We'll also have games possibly from over in Missouri on Sunny 101.3. Then on Friday, I'll be traveling out to Cross County, just south of Stromsburg, Nebraska, with the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles. They'll be taking on Niobrara Verdigris. I believe that's a 7 o'clock tip-off out at Cross County High. That game will be heard live on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. Meanwhile, here on KTMC, John Nixon will travel with the Sacred Heart Lady Irish up to Palmyra. They will take on the Osceola Bulldogs at Palmyra. That game scheduled for Friday evening at Palmyra. Sacred Heart and Osceola. John Nixon will have the call right here on KTMC. So that's what we've got on tap for you for the coming week. And then, of course, we go into state basketball tournament not too long after that. Ready to tip it up here. Stepping into the center circle is Jackson Strauss. He'll jump it up against Ethan Smith for the Jeffs, our official. In the center circle, ready to tip the ball up, and we're going to get underway here at Auburn with sub-district basketball. Here's the tip, controlled by the Jeffs. Fairbury with the basketball quickly. Jax Beal. Beal on the right elbow, the leading scorer, works inside the paint. Little pass into the corner, baseline left side, down to Jacob Martin. Back up to the top of the key to Smith it comes. Ethan Smith, man-to-man defense, opening up here for the Fall City Tigers. Smith with the basketball on the left side of the free throw lane. A little give and go. Gives it into Starr. Starr can't get a look at the basket. Across court to Martin. Now inside the paint, this is Jax Beal once again. Trying to go up with a shot. The ball is tipped away out of bounds. Goes off of Beal. And it'll be Fall City's basketball. Tigers with their first possession. Jackson Strauss inbounds the pass to Bryson Buttrick, and he'll push it down the court. Man-to-man defense from Fairbury. Buttrick to the left elbow, to the near side to Race Farmer. Farmer looks to Bredemeyer with the pass across court. Ball is tipped. It goes across the midcourt line, tipped away by Fairbury. Now here's inside the paint handling the ball is John Craig. Craig can't get to the basket. Back up to Buttrick. Buttrick on the right elbow. Now Bryson Buttrick finds John Craig at the free throw line. Jackson Strauss gets the pass. He stands between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Here's a shot from the corner for three that's up and off. No good. Put up by Race Farmer, and the rebound comes down to Smith. Ethan Smith into forecourt, across court pass to the near side. Beal for three, off the back of the iron, and the rebound pulled down by Carson Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer, outlet pass down court to Buttrick. Buttrick, across court pass, finds Jackson Strauss, and Strauss hands it into the corner right side to Race Farmer. Now back to the near elbow. On the wing is Buttrick. John Craig at the free throw line goes to Jackson Strauss with a bounce pass on the left side of the lane. Strauss cuts for the baseline. They give it underneath to Buttrick. Buttrick's in traffic. He's triple teamed under the basket. Has to flip it back out to Craig. The ball is tipped and stolen away by Ethan Smith. Here comes Smith all the way down. He feeds it to Starr in the corner left side. Back up top to Starr it comes. Left wing, baseline. Jax Beal. Beal can't get an open look. Now Grizzle with the basketball. Zane Grizzle. He goes inside the paint before handing it back once again to Smith. This is Grizzle. Grizzle with no shot. Flips the ball down to Smith in the corner. Deep baseline right side. Smith driving. Reverse lay-in. Up and good. Ethan Smith with the first 2 points of the ball game, and that puts Fairbury on top 2-0 here at Auburn High School. John Craig is in the paint. He moves with a spin move off the glass. Up and good. Nice move for the big man, John Craig. Took it right to the hole over the defender there, Grizzle, and put it off the glass. We're tied at 2 apiece. 5:18 to play in the first quarter. This is Zane Grizzle with the basketball. Grizzle hands it to his teammate, Smith in the corner. Lob pass underneath. Beal shot up and off. No good. Jackson Strauss has the rebound. Outlet pass goes to Bryson Buttrick. He'll come down the left side. Across court skip pass to Race Farmer. Farmer finds Craig in the paint. Back to Buttrick. Buttrick in traffic. Got double teamed. Goes back out to Race Farmer. Across court pass. Jackson Strauss. Strauss guarded by Ethan Smith. Spin move. Strauss in the paint. Can't get the shot. Feeds it underneath. A little underhanded lay-in. Up and good, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Jeffs before the shot was put up there. The foul is going to be called on Zane Grizzle. On Grizzle, his first team foul number one on Fairbury. Buttrick gets the inbound pass into Jackson Strauss in traffic. Strauss with a floater in the paint. Oh, in and out of there. Wouldn't go. Rebound comes down to Beal. Jax Beal with the basketball. Beal to the top of the circle. Off to Grizzle. A cross-court pass finds Starr. Now it goes to Martin. Inside, Beal tries to move to the hoop. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. Foul is going to be on Race Farmer. On Farmer, his first personal team foul number one on Fall City. Into the game now comes Kyle Eichhoff. Eichhoff checks in. He's a 6'2 senior. He'll replace John Craig for the Tigers. Under the basket, they'll inbound it. Beal tosses in. Gets into Martin. Martin has the ball tipped away. Grabbed back up by Jax Beal. Almost stolen. Now this is Grizzle. Grizzle feeds it in the paint off the glass. Smith, shot is up, couldn't get it. And there with a rebound is Jackson Strauss. Strauss, down court pass, comes to Buttrick with the basketball across court on the far side. Race Farmer right back to Buttrick. Now in traffic, looking toward the hoop there was Kyle Eichhoff. He had a lane and didn't take it. I don't think Eichhoff realized how open he was behind. Buttrick with the ball on the left wing. They're passing the ball all the way across the court. We passed the four-minute mark here in the first quarter. Timeout taken on the floor. Fall City with 3:50 to play first period. We're tied at 2 apiece. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3 minutes and 50 seconds showing on the scoreboard clock here at Auburn High School to play in the first quarter. Our score tied at 2 apiece, a low-scoring affair here so far. When play is resumed, Fall City will have the basketball. Race Farmer will inbound it in forecourt on the side. Farmer lobs it into the corner to Bredemeyer. Carson Bredemeyer thought about a three, then decides not to take it and gives the ball up to Race Farmer. They whip it around the outside of the three-point arc into the corner, down to Eichhoff. Back up top to Farmer it comes. Farmer got the pass to the left side by way of Bryson Buttrick. Here's Bredemeyer for three that rims around and doesn't go. Smith has the rebound. Ethan Smith wants to go coast to coast all the way, driving lay-in up and good. Ethan Smith with his first 2 points of the ball game, and it's 4-2. Fairbury with the lead now. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Farmer to the right side. Jackson Strauss underneath. There's Buttrick. Buttrick in traffic. Had the ball knocked away and stolen. Starr comes up with it. Blake Starr will bring the ball up court. Gives up to Ethan Smith. Smith, left side of the lane, baseline deep in the corner, finds Starr, back up to Smith. Now on the near side, Jacob Martin handles the ball. Buttrick comes out to chase him. Martin, bounce pass to the left wing. Starr can't get there, lost the handle, the ball goes out of bounds. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Fall City's Jackson Strauss. On Strauss, his first personal, team foul number 2 on the Tigers. Sub into the ballgame now for Fairbury. William Judd checks in, replacing Blake Starr. Judd on the floor. In the corner with it is Grizzle. Zane Grizzle between defenders. Oh, hands it out to the left side for three. Shot is up and good. Put in by Jax Beal. Give Grizzle the assist, getting the ball to Jax Beal for the open look for three. And it's 7-2. Fairbury with a 5-point lead now on the Tigers. Jackson Strauss for three from the left side. It's short. Rebound, Grizzle. Zane Grizzle, outlet pass, quickly down court. They come with it. Jax Beal. Beal, driving floater, shot is up. No, blocking foul on the baseline before Beal put the shot up. Foul is going to be on Fall City's Race Farmer. On Farmer, that'll be his second personal and team foul number 3 on the Tigers. Farmer will lead the ball game. Checking back in is John Craig now for the Tigers. 2 minutes, 18 seconds to play, first quarter. 7-2, Fairbury is up by 5. At the top of the key is Beal for three. Got it. Jax Beal with his second three-pointer. He's got 6 points. Timeout taken. Fall City with 2:09 to go in the first quarter. 10-2. Fairbury up by 8. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTMC.
Here's a testimonial from our sunny 101.3 morning DJ about our new doctor at CMC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. I just had my right knee replaced by Community Medical Center in Fall City's new orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Strife. I just want to say what a great experience it was and how great Dr. Strife and his staff were, and also Community Medical Center in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Auburn High School. 2 minutes and 9 seconds left to play in the first quarter here in this Class C1 sub-district game. Fairbury has jumped out to an 8-point advantage here early in this first period. 10-2 your score. The Jeffs up by 8. Fall City just defeated Fairbury last week, 65-49, in a game played at Fall City. But tonight, Fairbury out to a good start. Tigers basketball coming out of the timeout. Bryson Buttrick gets the inbound pass, gives it back to Jackson Strauss. Strauss into the corner to John Craig. Craig holds the ball, holds it above his head on the baseline left side, needs somewhere to go with it. Now Strauss comes over to help him, and Jackson Strauss with the ball again goes to John Craig. Bredemeyer feeds it inside. Eichhoff, open look, Buttrick. Buttrick in the paint, bounce pass underneath Strauss. Strauss looks for Eichhoff into Craig, and they say he stepped on the sideline. On the baseline, Jackson Strauss stepped out of bounds. It'll be another turnover and give the ball back to the Jeffs. Fall City needed points that trip down. They have fallen behind by 8 here, 10-2 with a minute 35 to play in this first quarter. On the dribble now is Jackson Martin for Fairbury. Driving layup off the left side, won't go down. Put up by Ethan Smith, and the rebound comes down to Jackson Strauss. Strauss with the basketball now in forecourt, working against Starr in the corner. Top of the key, back to Buttrick. Fairbury's pressuring defense. Buttrick finds Eichhoff to the corner. John Craig under the basket. Craig back up top to Buttrick. Oh, he tried a lob pass inside, stolen away by Grizzle. Grizzle, downcourt pass gives it to Ethan Smith. Smith driving lay-in up. No, couldn't get it. Rebound brought down by Eichhoff. Eichhoff, outlet pass gives it to Buttrick. Buttrick across the timeline. Jackson Strauss. Strauss, spin move in the paint. Fall away, set shot up and good. Jackson Strauss got the lay-in. And on Strauss, that's his first 2 points of the ball game. It's 10-4. The lead is 6 with 39 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Jackson Martin with the basketball. Martin gives it up to Jax Beal. Beal, jump shot, 8 feet away. Rolls off, doesn't go. And there with the rebound, pulling it down is Strauss. Strauss, down court, Buttrick. Buttrick lost the dribble. Now he needs help. Finds Jackson Strauss with the pass into Craig at the free throw line. Craig guarded by Grizzle. Back up top to Buttrick. 14 seconds. Buttrick for three. Got it. Nice job by Bryson Buttrick to hit the three from the elbow. 7 seconds to go. Down court. Quickly comes Jackson Martin. Fall away shot. Martin. It bounces up and he got it. Jackson Martin hits the shot at the buzzer. And that makes our first quarter score now 12-7. Fairbury up. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Falls City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Falls City.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, after one quarter, the Fairbury Jets are leading the Falls City Tigers 12-7. A nice shot at the buzzer by Jackson Martin. Got it to fall just as the buzzer sounded, so we've got a five-point ball game. We move into second quarter action. Eichhoff in there has the ball stolen away from him by Jackson Martin. Martin wants to take it in, can't get the layup, so he throws it back onto the right elbow out here to William Judd. Judd to the top of the key to Blake Starr with the basketball. Starr hands it off to Jacob Martin. Jacob Martin, right side, Jackson Martin on the dribble. Jackson had an open look at the free throw line, gave the ball to Grizzle instead. Now Grizzle feeds it back up top to Martin. This is Grizzle for three from the corner. Got it! Zane Grizzle has 5 points. He hit that three from deep in the corner on the left side of the basket. And the lead is back to 8 here, 15-7. Fairbury on top. There's a driving lay-in. Jackson Strauss couldn't get it. Rebound Eichhoff in traffic. Bounce pass gives it out to Strauss. Top of the key. Back up top to Race Farmer. Farmer looks for Bredemeyer at the top of the key. Couldn't get it to him. Now Strauss feeds it underneath. There's Farmer. Oh, Farmer had an uncontested lay-in and couldn't get it. Went up too strong with the ball. Starr quickly down court for Fairbury. To Grizzle. Grizzle works against John Craig. Grizzle, right wing, gives a pass out onto the elbow now. Comes to William Judd with it. Back up top to Zane Grizzle. Coach Ryan Garver up shouting instructions from the Fairbury bench. They run a weave at the top of the key. Jacob Martin ends up with it. Here's a three from the left wing that doesn't go. And the rebound brought down by Carson Bredemeyer for the Tigers. 15-7. The lead is 8 for Fairbury. 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. John Craig is triple teamed in the paint. Craig feeds it underneath. Tried to give it off to Eichhoff. Ball was stolen away by Starr. Fast break the other way. All the way driving lay-in up. Off no good by Jackson Martin. But a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Jackson Martin to the free throw line. He'll be shooting 2 shots here for Fairbury. The foul is going to be called on Carson Bredemeyer. On Bredemeyer, his first team foul, number 4 on the Tigers. Jackson Martin at the line. This will be our first free throw of the ball game. Shot is up and good. He'll have a second shot coming. Ethan Smith back into the lineup. Jax Beal also back onto the floor now for the Jets. Looks like Grizzle will take a break. Also sitting down for the moment will be William Judd. at the line, Jackson Martin, ready for his second free throw. It's on the way up, and it is good also. We hit them both. And it's 17-7, a double-digit lead now for Fairbury, up 17-7 at the 6:09 mark here in the first quarter. Tigers need a basket. Bryson Buttrick handles the ball in the corner, down on the right side of the three-point arc. Now Buttrick dribbles it back up between the rings, out near the midcourt circle. Chasing him there is Jackson Martin. Buttrick picks up the dribble. Martin has him trapped. A cross-court pass. Underneath, they're looking under the basket for Bredemeyer. The ball got deflected. Bredemeyer comes up with it, has it knocked out of his hands by Fairbury. It'll stay with Fall City. It'll be Tigers basketball. They'll inbound the pass from underneath their own basket on the baseline, just to the left of the backcourt. Tossing it in is Jackson Strauss. Strauss lobs it up to Bredemeyer on the elbow. Bredemeyer, top of the key, gives it back to Strauss. Craig sets a pick for him. Strauss with a spin move in the paint, lays it up and good. Jackson Strauss with his second bucket. Makes it 17-9 now. An 8-point lead for Fairbury. Beal on the corner, lost it for a moment, flips it down to the left wing. Down to Smith, top of the key for three. Shot is up, no. Tipped out of bounds, and it's going to go. Foul is going to be called on Fairbury. Fall City will get the basketball. The foul is going to be on Jack Beal. On Beal, his first personal, team foul number two on the Jets. 5 minutes, 18 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 17-9, Fairbury leading Fall City. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Aaron Wisdom is our producer-engineer at the KTNC Studios as the Tigers bring the basketball up the court. They'll set their offense with Bryson Buttrick at the free throw circle. Kicks it into the corner to Strauss. Strauss guarded carefully there by Blake Starr. Now the ball is deflected and knocked away. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Jeffs. I think it's going to be on Grizzle. And on Zane, that's his second personal team foul. Number three. 17-9. Fairbury with the lead. 5 minutes to go here. Ball is tipped. Nice job there by Bredemeyer to save the over and back and tip it back to Buttrick. Buttrick gets hammered. And a whistle and a foul on Jax Beal. Beal picks up his second personal. Team foul number four on Fairbury. Beal is their leading scorer on this team, and he may leave the ballgame here with that second foul. Now checking back in for Fairbury is Jackson Martin back onto the floor. Also back into the game comes William Judd. Grizzle will be the other Jeff to set out and take a breather. John Craig backs in against the defender, off the glass, up and good. John Craig, his second bucket, he's got four, and it's 17-11. The lead is down to six now. This is Judd with the ball. Judd guarded by Craig. No way he was going to get to the basket through John Craig. That wasn't going to happen. With the ball is Jackson Martin from the corner. A three that's put up and off. John Craig comes down with a rebound. Just muscled that one away from William Judd. Down court quickly come the Tigers. Here's Buttrick to the left side. Strauss over guarding Strauss is William Judd. Pass the ball around the perimeter to Race Farmer over to Buttrick. Back to Farmer it comes. Now Farmer into Craig in the paint. Craig, oh, nice pass underneath Craig. Found Strauss under the basket. Shot is up and good. John Craig with the assist. Jackson Strauss with the bucket. Tigers back within four. Here's a steal. Buttrick comes up with the ball. Gives it to Bredemeyer. Across court it goes. Farmer, baseline right side. Strauss, move, turnaround, jump shot, short. Couldn't get it off the rim. Rebound, Blake Starr. 17-13. Tigers within four. They had a chance to close it even closer. And we're going to have a foul on the baseline against the Tigers. And that will send to the line Jackson Martin. Martin is 2-for-2 from the line tonight. He's the only Jeff, the only player to have shot any free throws. The foul's on Carson Bredemeyer, his second. Shooting two is Jackson Martin, a 5'10 junior. The first shot is up and good. Martin is now a perfect 3-for-3 from the line tonight here at Auburn. 3 minutes, 43 seconds to play first half, 18-13. The lead is five. Fairbury was up by as much as 10. Martin's second free throw is up. It's good also. Hit them both. 19-13, 6-point lead for Fairbury. Here come the Tigers down court. Buttrick with the basketball. Holds it for a moment. Now right wing. Buttrick's pass. Across it comes back to Buttrick. An open look three. Bryson Buttrick got it. Bryson Buttrick with his second three-pointer of the night. And the Tigers are back within three at 19-16. Here's Smith with the ball at the top of the circle. Buttrick almost had the steal. Now it is stripped away. Nice job by Buttrick. He stripped the ball away from Jacob Martin. Jacob was on his way in for a layup, and when he brought the ball down, Bryson Buttrick reached in and slapped the ball away. They were awarded it to Fall City, and now the officials are having a long discussion here. And they're going to give the ball to Fairbairn. One of the officials is overruling the other one. She saw that the ball was touched last by the Tigers. So Fairbairn will get the basketball. That's a big possession here because Fall City had got back within three right now, 19-16. We still have 3 minutes, 13 seconds to play here in the first half, second quarter. Fairbairn's basketball. William Judd inbounds it, and we've got a foul on the inbound pass just that quickly. That's going to be called on Race Farmer, and I have that as Farmer's third personal. I'll check that. That's only his second. Now they're having a discussion over on the bench about it. Fairbairn bringing a sub back into the ballgame. Zane Grizzle back off the bench. He started the contest tonight. 3 minutes, 12 seconds to go. 19-16, Fairbairn's basketball. There's Beal for three. Couldn't get it. And the rebound to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer gives it up to Buttrick, and he'll bring it down. Tigers with a chance to tie with a three or get within one with a deuce here. Craig takes it in, backs in, spin move, shot up, in and out. Oh, that could have gone so easily. Rebound, Grizzle. Grizzle gets the ball down court quickly to Martin. Jacob Martin left side, right back to Grizzle. Grizzle hands to Beal in traffic. Fall away shot, Beal up and off, no good. Strauss with the rebound. Strauss gives it up to Buttrick. 2:35 to go first half. 19-16. Tigers down by three. They trail by as much as 10. There's a long three from the corner put up off by Charlie McNeely, who just checked in. McNeely had that one on the rim, couldn't get it to fall. Timeout taken Fairbairn. 2:25 to go first half. 19-16. Jeff's up by three. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, Fall City had fallen behind by 10 points at one point, 17-7. That was with 6:09 to go here in the second quarter. And now at the 2:25 mark of the second period, the Tigers have battled back to within three at 19-16. Fall City has had three trips down the floor to try and cut into that three-point margin and have come away empty-handed three times in a row. Now the Jeffs will have the basketball out of the timeout. Jacob Martin on the dribble. Charlie McNeely comes out to pick Martin up at the top of the key. They bounce it inside to Smith. His shot is off the glass, up and good. Ethan Smith with his second bucket. He's got 4 points, and the lead is back to five. Charlie McNeely with the basketball into John Craig in the lane. Back it comes to McNeely. He puts up a three off the rim. Rebound Strauss. Follow shot. Put back up. Got it. Oh, wait a minute. I think they're going to call a foul on the floor before Strauss put the shot up, and that's unfortunate. Tigers had the bucket there. The foul is going to be on Jackson Martin, his first personal, team foul number five. Basket doesn't count, so it's still a five-point lead, 21-16. Tigers will inbound it. Strauss under the basket, gets it into Craig, up to Bredemeyer, left wing. Bredemeyer between the rings, passes it up to the right side. Now it comes back into Craig. Buttrick at it for a moment. John Craig, turnaround shot. No, couldn't get it. Good rebound there defensively by Zane Grizzle. Went up and took it away from John Craig. That's not easy to do. On the baseline underneath, a cross-court pass wide of the mark, trying to find Jackson Martin. It goes out of bounds. Tigers will get the ball back. A minute 35 to go here in the first half. 21-16, Fairbairn up by five. Charlie McNeely sets out, takes a break, and now for the Tigers comes Hernandez. Elijah Hernandez handles the ball. He passes it to the top of the circle to Buttrick. Back to Hernandez again on the left wing. All the way across court pass to Buttrick. Deep corner baseline right side. He tried to find a pass to Hernandez, stolen by Grizzle. Grizzle's going to take it all the way in for a driving layup that's short off the rim. Try for tip-in, won't go by Smith. And the rebound comes down to Buttrick. 1 minute, 5 seconds to go, first half. Here's Bredemeyer for three, got it, a bank shot off the glass. Carson Bredemeyer banked it in from deep range on the left elbow. 21-19, it's a two-point ball game. Grizzle with the ball in the corner with 52 seconds to play in the first half. A cross-court pass comes to the near side to Jacob Martin. Now on the right corner, Blake Starr with the ball. Inside to Grizzle. Here's a travel going to be called. Jeffs will turn it over. The basketball goes back to Fall City. So with 43.6 seconds to play in the first half, the Tigers a chance to tie the game up here with a two or take the lead with a three. They may very well decide to play for one shot here. We'll see what instructions Coach Don Ho gives to his Tigers. Down to 35 seconds. John Craig goes to Hernandez with it. Hernandez back across to Buttrick. Buttrick for three. Got it. Bryson Buttrick, his third three-pointer of the night. And that puts the Tigers up 22-21. Fall City's first lead of the ball game. It was 2-2 early, I guess. And now with the ball is Grizzle. 14 seconds to play. Around the horn into the corner. Martin with the ball. Back to Grizzle on the right wing. Grizzle gives it out to Starr. Starr at the free throw line. Back it comes to Grizzle. Grizzle launches a three off the back of the iron. Rebound Craig. And at the half, the Fall City Tigers are leading the Fairbury Jeffs. After trailing by 10 at 17-7, Fall City goes to the intermission with a one-point lead, 22-21. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with our halftime scoring recap right after this two-minute break. You're listening to Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Do you always dream about owning your first house or car or business, but you also have nightmares? Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance and Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatulo back with you at Auburn High School. It's halftime. The Fall City Tigers leading the Fairbury Jeffs by a single point, 22-21. After one quarter, Fairbury had a five-point advantage, 12-7. They extended that to a 10-point lead at the 6:09 mark of the second quarter. Fairbury led it by 10, 17-7. The Tigers came battling back, and now here at the half, they have a one-point lead, 22-21. Let's look at the individual numbers for the Fairbury Jeffs. The scoring very well balanced here. Jackson Martin with six. Jax Beal has six. Zane Grizzle with five, and Ethan Smith added four for their total of 21. From the free throw line, Fairbury went 4 out of 4, a perfect 100% shooting at the charity stripe. For the Fall City Tigers, they're led by Bryson Buttrick. He has 9 points on three trays that he made in that first half. Jackson Strauss with six in the ballgame. John Craig has four. And Carson Bredemeyer with three for Fall City's total of 22. The Tigers did not shoot any free throws in the first half of the ballgame. 22-21, Fall City leading Fairbury here at halftime. In the game earlier tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs defeated Wilbur Claytonia 68-20, and that means the winner of this game will face the Auburn Bulldogs Thursday night at 6:30 in the sub-district final here at Auburn. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, an update on the local weather, another two-minute break, and then we're back with third quarter action. Don't go away. You're enjoying Fall City Tigers basketball on KTNC.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College. El Camino Electric in Fall City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Visit Top Tier Bank in Falls City.
This is your Good Time All Day Station, KTNC, Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Amanda Edwards. We have a wind chill advisory beginning tonight and going until Wednesday midday. As we go through the next few days, we'll see cooler than normal temperatures due to a strong trough of low pressure over the Midwest, giving us highs in the teens and 20s as well as sub-zero wind chill values. As we go into Wednesday night, we'll see some isolated snow showers due to a low-pressure system moving through, but very little to no snow accumulation is expected. Your forecast for tonight shows partly cloudy skies below 1 below 0 and wind chill values of 21 below. North winds gust up to 30. Wednesday will be sunny with a high of only 19 for the day. And as we go into Thursday, we'll see isolated snow showers and cloudy skies and a high of 21 degrees. We're looking at about an inch of snow accumulation possible. Friday will be sunny with a high of 30 degrees, and Saturday we continue to warm up with lots of sunshine and a high around 46. And Sunday, sunny with a high of 50. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently 9 above.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or west of Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our eight-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Vince Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Ben's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Ben's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries, too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska.
Have you had an injury that's keeping you away from your sport? The Johnson County Hospital's Physical Therapy Department wants to help you out. These guys are good. And whether it's something serious like an ACL to a minor sprain, they make an individual plan that's based on your goals. The staff are former athletes themselves. They get it. And with their top-of-the-line equipment at their disposal, your injury? Well, game over. Visit the Johnson County Hospital website to learn more. That's the Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, where you're taken care of.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital. Both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside Auburn High School. It's halftime here in this Class C1 sub-district game. The Falls City Tigers are leading the Fairbury Jeffs at the half, 22-21. A one-point lead for Falls City after trailing by as much as 10 at 17-7 at the six-minute mark back in the second quarter. As we mentioned, these teams played just 4 or 5 days ago. Last week, Falls City got a win at home over Fairbury, 65-49. This game has been much closer than that. In fact, Fairbury led throughout most of the first half of this basketball game. If you weren't tuned in earlier, Auburn defeated Wilbur Claytonia 68-20 on the other side of this bracket in the sub-district. So it'll be Auburn facing the winner of this one at 6:30 on Thursday. Don't forget, on Friday, we'll have girls' district finals for you here on KTNC. John Nixon will have Sacred Heart taking on Osceola at Palmyra. I'll be over on our sister station Friday night on Sunny 101.3, traveling all the way out to Stromsburg, Nebraska, Cross County High School. It's a couple of miles south of Stromsburg on Highway 81 north of York. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles will take on Niobrara Verdigris. I believe that's a 7 o'clock tip-off on Friday night. You'll hear that on our sister station, Sunny 101.3. And then, of course, this coming Thursday night, I assume we're going to have John Nixon on the air over in Missouri with the Mountain City Panthers. I'll have sub-district finals somewhere here on KTNC. We'll make that decision tomorrow. Watch our Facebook pages. We'll keep you posted on our broadcast plans for Thursday. We move to live action now. Fairbury will have the first possession to start this third period. They inbound it to Jacob Martin, and it comes back to Zane Grizzle. Grizzle on the right elbow. Hands to Ethan Smith. Smith in the paint. Flips it to the left elbow. Back it goes to Grizzle. Here's Zach Beal. A little floater off the glass. Up and good. Jax Beal has 8 points. And it's a one-point lead for Fairbury now, 23-22. A little bit of pressure being applied by Beal. Buttrick handles that and gets the ball down court. Man-to-man defense by Fairbury. Across to the left side it goes. Oh, maybe they've switched up to a zone here. Looks like we're maybe running a zone now. In the paint, moving to it is Strauss. Lays it up and got it. Nice move by Jackson Strauss. And now we've got a seesaw contest. Tigers back up by one, 24-23. Opening minute of play here in the third quarter, 7:08 on the clock. This is Zane Grizzle in the paint. Grizzle works against John Craig. Can't get to the hoop. Beats the star. Underneath the Beal. Beal, turnaround floater. Up and good. Nice move by Jax Beal. Beal's in double figures now. Has 10 points. The lead goes back to Fairbury. 25-24. We've had 3 lead changes in the first minute and 10 seconds of this second half. Now down into the corner with the pass. Bryson Buttrick goes to Bredemeyer with it. Back to the near side on the elbow, Grace Farmer. In traffic, turnaround shot. Jackson Strauss up and good. Strauss puts the Tigers back up by one, 26-25. There's Grizzle. Grizzle off of Craig. Shot is up and off, no good. Craig chasing down the ball and got the rebound. John Craig just ripped that one away from a defender. Down court it comes quickly to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer, Buttrick. Buttrick just inside the three-point arc. Lost the dribble, didn't know for sure what he wanted to do with it. He had an open look. He's hit a couple of threes from there tonight. 3 of them, to be exact. Decided not to take that one. Buttrick, a cross-court pass. Race Farmer. 5 minutes, 55 seconds to play, third period. Here's another 3 on the way that's off by Buttrick. But he chased it and got his own rebound. Buttrick followed his shot and got the offensive board. The little guy went in there and got the basketball. Now Race Farmer with the ball goes to Craig in the corner. Buttrick goes around Grizzle, feeds it inside. Craig in traffic, shot is up. Oh, it wouldn't fall. Craig had a point-blank shot. It was in there, wouldn't stay down, and the rebound comes down to Blake Starr. Starr down court. Gives it quickly to Ethan Smith. Now Star for three, up and off, no good. And another rebound pulled down underneath by Buttrick. Bryson Buttrick, 5'11". You know, our guy is a lot taller than he are over there, and he's doing a good job of coming up with the rebounds here for the Tigers. 26-25. Fall City up by one. 5:05 to go in the third quarter. Coach Don Hope, 23-year veteran at Fall City, giving instructions. There's a shot in and out. Won't fall for Strauss. That one rimmed all the way around the rim, 360, and then popped out of there. Now Beal down court. His little floater's up. It's off. Won't go. And there with the rebound is Bredemeyer. Carson Bredemeyer. Outlet pass to Buttrick. Buttrick quickly up the court with it to the left side. Finds Farmer. Looking for Craig in the paint. Craig has the ball. He's moving to the hoop. Craig decides not to take it up that time. He had a pretty good look at the hoop there. I mean, the last one wouldn't drop for him, and he was a little hesitant to pull the trigger that time, John Craig. There's a three from the left side. Up and good. Nailing the three is Race Farmer. His first bucket of the night. He's got three, and now Fall City goes up by four. 29-25. John Craig tips the ball away on the other end. It goes out of bounds off of Craig. And it'll be Fairbury's basketball. Tigers trailed by 10 back in the second quarter. Now they're up by 4, 29-25, 4:15 to play. Driving in is Grizzle for the lay-in off the glass, up and good. That was a sweet move by Zane Grizzle. He's got 7 points as Grizzle gets the baseline shot from the right side. 29-27, Fall City up by 2. This is Carson Bredemeyer handling the basketball. Jacob Martin on him defensively. Man-to-man defense into Craig. Craig has the ball get away. Breakaway to the other end goes Star for the driving lay-in. Up and good. Blake Star with his first basket of the night. And we're tied at 29 apiece. 3:41 to go here in the third quarter. All tied up at 29. This is Jackson Strauss working against Ethan Smith. Strauss lobs it into Craig. Grizzle tips the ball. Craig gets it back. Buttrick for three. Got it. Bryson Buttrick, his fourth three-pointer of the night. He's got 12 points, and it's 32-29. Fall City back up by three. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Beal flips it to the corner. Star with a three that's up and good. Blake Star nails a three from the left corner. We're tied at 32 apiece. Boy, this has been some ball game, especially here in this second half. Now Strauss moves into traffic. Gets to Buttrick in the corner. Buttrick doesn't want to take the shot to Craig. Craig under the basket goes up. He'll be fouled. And John Craig will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots for the Tigers. Think the foul is going to go on Jax Beal. If it is, that will be his third personal. Yes, it is. First team foul of the half. At the free throw line, John Craig has 4 points so far tonight. Shot is up. No. Hit the back iron and then popped out of there. He'll get another attempt. Ethan Smith back in the lineup now for Fairbury. John Craig trying to break this tie. We're tied at 32 all with 2:52 to go in the third quarter. Free throw is up. It's off. No good. Missed them both, and the rebound comes down to Jax Beal. Beal down court. He's their leading scorer. You got to watch Zach. There he goes. Nice move to the basket by Beal. Jax Beal has 12 points now in double figures. Puts Fairbury back up by 2, 34-32. Strauss with the basketball. Comes back to Buttrick again at the top of the key. Buttrick hands the ball back up to Bredemeyer. Carson Bredemeyer driving, laying up and good. What a move by Carson Bredemeyer, the 6'1 senior. He found a lane down the left side, an open lane, and took it all the way in for the lay-in. There's a pass into the corner to Grizzle for three. Got it. Zane Grizzle nails a three, makes a 37-34 Fairbury. Timeout, Fall City. 2:10 to play, third period. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today, and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we've had 5 lead changes and 3 ties, and we still have 2:10 to go. That's all in the third quarter here. That's how close this puppy's been. That 3-pointer just before the timeout by Zane Grizzle gets him double figures, 10 points tonight, and puts Fairbury up by 3, 37-34. We move back to live action. Fall City with the basketball. Strauss in the paint, has the ball dribbled away. He's on the floor. Strauss in trouble, gets it flipped out to Race Farmer. Crossed it, comes to Buttrick. Now to Eichhoff, who's in the ball game. Eichhoff on the corner baseline, down deep right side of the basket. Feeds it to Strauss, looking for the cutter. They give it to Bredemeyer. All over Bredemeyer defensively is Jacob Martin. Bredemeyer can't get free. In the paint, Race Farmer, floater, no. Tipped out of there, though. Great job. Here's Buttrick for 3. Off the iron, no. Rebound brought down under the basket by Martin. Into the corner, down. Fast break, Jacob Martin. Back up to the top of the key, Jackson Martin. Now Grizzle, one-on-one against Eichhoff. Grizzle moves into the paint. Spin move, reverse move, flips it out into the corner for an open look 3 that doesn't go. Ball is tipped around. It's going to be chased down in backcourt and pulled down by Jackson Martin. Martin comes back up to reset the offense. Lost the handle on the ball. Strauss comes up with a loose basketball. Gives it to Buttrick. Buttrick forces it down quickly. 37-34. Fairbury up by 3. 1 minute to play here in the third quarter. Top of the circle. This is Eichhoff with the ball. Finds Strauss. Strauss moves in. Shot off the glass. Strauss doesn't get it. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. And Jackson Strauss will be at the free throw line. He'll be shooting 2 shots for the Tigers with 51.8 seconds to play here in the third period. 37-34. Fairbury up by 3. Strauss at the line shooting 2. Jackson Strauss. First free throw is on the way up. No good. Hit the back of the iron. Came out of there. Fall City is 0-for-3 from the free throw line tonight. Fairbury is a perfect 4-for-4 from the line. 51.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 37-34. Fairbury up by 3. Jackson Strauss, free throw is up and good. He got that one. That makes it a 2-point ball game, and Fairbury will probably want to come down here and play for 1, I would suspect. It's Jackson Martin on the dribble for the Jeffs. Martin hands the ball up to Ethan Smith. Back to Martin it comes to the top of the key. Jax Beal, I think that's who they want the ball in the hands of Beal here if they have to take. Oh, the ball turned over. Beal was trying to get it over on the right side to Grizzle. The ball got away, goes out of bounds. It'll give it back to the Tigers. Now, a 3 could tie it. A 2 could get them back within 1. John Craig checks back into the lineup. Craig checks in, replacing Kyle Eichhoff. 30 seconds to play in the quarter. It's 37-35, a 2-point lead for Fairbury. Fall City's basketball. Buttrick, right side, Farmer. Bounce pass into Craig in traffic. Craig gives to Buttrick. Buttrick lost the dribble, has the ball taken away. It's stolen on the baseline by Jackson Martin with 12 seconds to go. Martin down court, feeds it underneath. Shot is off the glass, good. Put in by Ethan Smith. Makes it 39-35. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Buttrick at the buzzer. No, it wouldn't go. After 3 quarters, the Fairbury Jeffs lead the Fall City Tigers 39-35. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
What is fast? Race cars? A cheetah?
Wow!
Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Fall City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company with facilities in Fall City, Salem, and Dawson.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, a special welcome and a shout-out to our Fairbury listeners tonight listening in at mscsports.net. We know that the website was shared throughout the school district. Those of you that have found us tonight on your computer, we're Hope you enjoy the broadcast as we bring it to you here on KTNC, as well as a welcome to our regular Fall City listenership on KTNC AM and FM. Tigers basketball, Fall City down by four now as we move into the fourth quarter. Farmer with the basketball left side to Bredemeyer. Back to Farmer into the corner. John Craig in the paint, moves to the basket. Craig goes up with a shot. He'll be fouled. And we're going to put John Craig back to the line. He was there a moment ago and went 0 for 2 from the line. John has 4 points tonight on 2 field goals. He'll be back at the line here once again shooting 2 shots. 7:44 to go in the ballgame. Craig at the line. The foul, incidentally, was called on William Judd, his first. Craig's free throw is up, just short. Off the front, wouldn't go. He'll have a second attempt coming. Back into the game comes Ethan Smith now for the Jets, replacing Zane Grizzle. And John Craig is ready for his second free throw attempt here for the Tigers. Shot is on the way. It's good. He got that one. Craig now with 5 points. And it's 39-36, a three-point lead for the Jets, 7:39 to play in the ballgame. This is Jax Beal handling the ball off, gives it up to Jacob Martin. Martin, guarded by Farmer, goes with Beal to the pass. Beal dribbles to the baseline. He's trapped under there. Goes out of bounds off of Beal, and the Tigers get the basketball back. Fall City now down by three, 39-36. They'll have the basketball, 7:25 to go in the ballgame. Buttrick met at midcourt defensively by Jackson Martin. His pass comes over on the right side to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer at the free throw line. Bredemeyer flips it under the baseline left side. Buttrick started up the baseline, had an open look. Now Buttrick underneath to John Craig. Craig, double team. Back up top to Buttrick, top of the key to Strauss. Strauss around Race Farmer on the near side elbow, right side of the basket. Goes Race Farmer with the basketball up to the top of the key again to John Craig. Inside, there goes Bredemeyer for a driving lay-in. Couldn't get it. Rebound, Craig, follow shot. He'll be fouled. John Craig will be back at the line once again, shooting 2 shots. The foul is going to be on Jax Beal. On Beal, that is his 4th personal. Jax is their leading scorer and their best ball handler by far. He's going to have to be careful under there. Oh, I was wrong. They're going to put it instead on William Judd. Okay. First free throw is up and good for John Craig. Beal looked awfully guilty coming out of there, but they put it on Judd. So that's just 3 on Beal. Craig hit the first free throw. That pulls the Tigers back within 2 at 39-37. They'll have a second shot coming here. 6:49 to play in the ballgame. Free throw is up. This one is off and won't go, and Beal comes down with a rebound for the Jets. Jax Beal on the dribble. Right elbow up to Grizzle between the rings. Zane Grizzle feeds it to the left elbow, finds Blake Starr. It goes right back to Grizzle. Grizzle passed up the open look from about 12 feet out there. Didn't want to take it. Ethan Smith handles the basketball. Now Grizzle at the top of the circle. Guarded by Craig. Grizzle, bounce pass, goes inside to Jacob Martin, across court left side. All the way in, driving lay-in up and good by Ethan Smith. Smith got the lay-in. He's got 8 points, and it's 41-37. Fairbury back up by 4 with 6 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the basketball game. Jets with a 4-point lead. Tigers need a bucket this trip down the floor. Craig holds the ball at the top of the circle. Craig now gives it up to Bredemeyer. Chasing Bredemeyer there is Jacob Martin. Bredemeyer gets a pick set by Craig. Has to go back out to Jackson Strauss with the ball. You hear the defensive chant here by the Fairbury fans right in front of our broadcast table. On the right elbow is Farmer holding the ball. Beal chases him. A cross-court pass. Buttrick, clock down to 5.5 minutes to go. Here's Craig in the paint. Craig kicks it out. Open look, right side. Shot up for 3. Good. Hitting the 3 is Race Farmer, his 2nd 3-pointer of the night. And it's a 1-point ball game, 41-40. Fairbury up by 1. This is Grizzle with the free throw line up to Beal. Beal for 3, top of the key, got it. Jax Beal answers with a 3. He's got 15 points, and the lead is back to 4. Tigers have closed it within 1 momentarily, and then Beal with that dagger from the top of the circle. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. It's 44-40. Fairbury on top at the 5-minute mark. Falling to the floor. One of the defenders goes down. Smith. Now Craig in traffic. Buttrick goes right back to Craig. Buttrick dribbles, gets a pick set by Big John. Now to the right elbow. It comes to Strauss. Strauss penetrates. He's in traffic. Goes up with a shot, whistle, and a foul. I don't think they're going to call it a shooting foul, though. They're going to play it in on the baseline. Strauss is at the line, assuming that he was fouled in the act of shooting. That's not the case. Foul is going to be called on Ethan Smith, his second personal. Team foul number 5 on the Jets. There's a pass deflected away. Craig comes up with it. John Craig for 2. Up and good. John Craig put her down. He's got 8 points. Back to a 2-point basketball game, 44-42. 4:25 to go in the ball game. Fairbury with a 2-point lead. This is Jax Beal with the basketball. 6-foot junior. There's a 3 that's up and off by Grizzle. Doesn't go. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good by Jacob Martin. Jacob Martin's first 2 points of the ball game. The lead is back to 4 for Fairbury with 4 minutes to go in the ball game. 4 minutes to play. Timeout taken. Fall City. 4:03 to go in the contest. It's 46-42. Fairbury up by 4. Don't go away. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agents at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, we've got a good one going tonight here at Auburn High School with 4 minutes and 3 seconds left to play in this Class C1 sub-district game. The Fairbury Jets are leading the Fall City Tigers by 4, 46-42. Fairbury was up 12-7 after one quarter. Fall City led by 1 at halftime, 22-21. After three quarters, Fairbury had a 4-point advantage, 39-35, and that's where we stand now. The Jets up by 4 as we are nearing the midway point of this fourth and final stanza here. 4:03 to go in the ballgame. When play is resumed, it'll be the Tigers basketball. To inbound it will be Race Farmer. He'll play it in on the side. Fall City going from our right to left, from east to west here at Auburn High. He'll inbound it on the near side, right in front of our table. Farmer gets it inbound now to Strauss. Into the corner, Bredemeyer up top. Comes back up to Farmer with it. Chasing Farmer in the man-to-man is Jacob Martin. Now goes to Buttrick. Buttrick directing traffic here. Pass finds Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer dribbles to the top of the circle. Inside to Craig. Craig looking on the baseline. Back and in. Now goes back out to Buttrick with the pass. Down to 3:39 to go in the ballgame. Precious seconds ticking away here for the Tigers. They are down by 4. Buttrick into the paint. Can't get the shot off. In trouble. Up top to Strauss with it. Now Strauss goes inside. Strauss, spin move. Shot is up. Doesn't get it. He traveled. Traveling is the call. The turnover goes back to the Jets. Clock is down to 3:24 to play. Fairbury with a 4-point lead and the basketball. They'll come up very slowly here now. Sitting on a 4-point lead. Let's see if they try and let a little air out of the ball or not. Jacob Martin on the dribble. Martin feeds it underneath. There's a shot that goes up. The ball is tipped away out of bounds. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers. And I think we're going to put Ethan Smith to the line where he'll be shooting 2 shots. The foul's on Jackson Strauss, his second personal. That's the first team foul of a half on the Tigers. Smith at the line shooting 2 shots for the Jets. The first free throw is up. It's good. Ethan Smith now with 9 points in the ballgame, and that gives the Jets a 5-point lead. 47-42 with 3:09 to play in the ballgame. Smith ready for his second free throw attempt. The 6'4 senior launches a shot. It's good. He hit them both. Smith now in double figures has 10 points. 48-42. Fairbury up by 6. 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Bredemeyer for 3. Got it. Out of nowhere, Carson Bredemeyer puts up an NBA link 3 from the left elbow and pulls the Tigers back within 3. 48-45. Just under 3 minutes to go in the game. 2:49. Clock is running. Here comes Fairbury down court. Beal loses it out of bounds. Looks to me like Buttrick must have tipped it away from him. Bryson touched it last. Possession will stay with Fairbury. 2:45 to play in the ballgame. A 3-point contest. 48-45. Fairbury with the lead and the basketball. Jax Beal with the ball. Buttrick chases him. Beal gives it up top to Ethan Smith. Smith found John Craig in the paint. Flips it out. Here's a long three. Up and off, no good. The ball is loose. It's a foot race down court. Reese Farmer chases after the ball. Players go out into the hallway. The basketball goes into the hallway. And it's going to be Fairbury's basketball. Farmer touched it last. Two players went sliding on the floor out the doorway. The basketball did as well, and Fairbury gets the ball back. 2:25 to go now in the game. Three-point contest, 48-45. Fairbury up by three. Handling the ball in the corner is Zane Grizzle. Grizzle lobs it inside to Ethan Smith in the paint. Back up top to Grizzle on the left wing. Grizzle hands it off again to Jax Beal. A three-point lead. We near the two-minute mark here. Fairbury up by three, not in a hurry to take a shot. This is Ethan Smith on the dribble. Beal for three. Got it. Jax Beal just nailed a three from out on the right wing, and that puts Fairbury up by six, 51-45 with a minute 58 to go. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, with a minute 58 to go in the ball game, Fairbury was up by three, 48-45. They had the basketball. They looked like they were going to be very patient and just kind of run some clock there. And Jax Beal found an open look out on the right elbow. He was about 3 feet outside the three-point arc. And Beal launched one, nothing but nylon. He nailed the three to give the Jeffs a six-point lead once again. So now it's 51-45, Fairbury with the lead, a minute 58 to play. Coach Don Hogue took the timeout here. It'll be obviously Fall City's basketball coming out of the timeout. Tigers find themselves down by six with just under 2 minutes to go. Inbound the pass. Comes into Buttrick. Buttrick starts up court with the basketball. He's challenged out there by Martin. Buttrick working hard with the ball to the right side for the cutter for Strauss. Ball is out of bounds. Oh, touch last by John Craig on the baseline. The basketball. Substitutes checking into the ball game. Looks like Craig will leave the lineup, and in to replace him now is Hernandez. Elijah Hernandez into the game. Grizzle back onto the floor now for Fairbury. Zane Grizzle to inbound it. Full court pressure by the Tigers. Inbound the pass. They get it into Ethan Smith. Long down court pass. Left side. Star with it. Blake Starr, top of the key, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. Here's a problem, folks. Fall City only has one team foul. That is the second team foul. If they have to foul to try and get Fairbury to the line, it's going to take a whole bunch of fouling to do it. A minute 43 on the clock, 51-45. Fairbury up by six, only two team fouls on Fall City. Inbound the pass to Ethan Smith. Strauss comes out to chase him. Strauss tries to slap the ball away. They put it in the corner. And another quick foul, this one on Buttrick. That's the third team foul. That's the problem when you play a clean ball game throughout and don't commit any fouls. Then you get down to the end and you need to try and get them to the line. And you got to commit a whole bunch of fouls when precious seconds getting away. There's an inbound pass. It's loose. A shot that's up and good by Ethan Smith. Smith was out of control, got the loose basketball, flipped it over his shoulder and into the hoop. 8-point lead, 53-45. Strauss in the paint. Shot is up. No, couldn't get it. Rebound, Beal. Down to a minute 15 to go. Beal dribbling in backcourt. Across court to Ethan Smith. Smith down court. Baseline left side. Star. Star back up top to Grizzle. 1:08 to go. Whistle and a foul on Bredemeyer. It's an 8-point Fairbury lead, 53-45. The Jeffs up by eight with a minute seven to go in the ball game, and Fairbury has the ball. That is still only the fourth team foul on Fall City. Beal to inbound it. Gets it into Grizzle in the corner. He holds the ball. Hernandez has to go up quickly and foul Grizzle. That is the fifth team foul. Still got to foul two more times before you get Fairbury at the free throw line. It's 53-45. The lead is 8 for the Jeffs with a minute and 3 seconds to play in the ballgame. Inbound the pass comes into Smith. They'll come up to try and foul him quickly. No, they can't get the foul committed. Now Beal. Now there's a foul. And we call him Bryson Buttrick. But we're down to 56 seconds now, inside of a minute left to play here. It's 53-45. That was team foul number 6. The next one will put Fairbury to the line, shooting 1-1. 56 seconds to go, 53-45. Jeff's up by 8. Beal. He came close, got the 5-second count. No, they had a timeout taken before they lost the possession. Fairbury alertly took a timeout. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. 56 seconds to play. It's 53-45. Fairbury up by 8. We're back in half a minute on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're back at Auburn High School. 56.3 seconds on the game clock. The score, 53-45. Fairbury is up by 8. Here in the C1 sub-districts, the winner of this one will face the Auburn Bulldogs at 6:30 Thursday night here at Auburn. It'll be Fairbury's basketball when play is resumed. Ethan Smith will inbound the pass. He'll toss it in on the side. In backcourt, gets the ball inbound to Beal. Beal dribbles it and then travels with the basketball. A turnover gives it back to Fall City. The Tigers still alive here. Bredemeyer checks back in. Bredemeyer in. Vertiska checks out. It was in momentarily. Now Big John Craig back in for Hernandez. Play a little two-platoon basketball now. Down to 54 seconds to go. Strauss. Long pass into Buttrick. Tigers have to hurry. They're down by 8. Strauss has the ball knocked away out of bounds. Tipped away by Ethan Smith. It'll be Fall City's basketball. They'll inbound it. Strauss will play it in on the side in forecourt. 49 seconds to play. Strauss gets it in. Into the corner. Bounce pass. John Craig under the basket. Shot is up. Oh, couldn't get it. He had a shot under the basket. Couldn't get it to fall. Craig saves it from going out of bounds. Tosses into Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer to the right side. Three-pointer. Jackson Strauss up. Short off the rim. They put it back out to Strauss. 30 seconds to go. Strauss driving. Laying up. It won't go. Whistle and an offensive foul. Jackson Strauss called for the offensive foul. Collided there with Zane Grizzle. Strauss very quickly helped Grizzle back to his feet. Nice to see that kind of sportsmanship between the two schools here. I know a couple of Division I college teams that could probably learn something from the high school ranks. Don't start editorializing on Michigan and Wisconsin, huh? 29 seconds to go here. Inbound the pass comes into Smith. And very quickly, Fall City will commit a foul. The score is 53-45. Fairbury is up by 8 with 26.8 seconds to play in the game. And at the free throw line will be Ethan Smith. He'll be shooting 1-1. Ethan is 2-for-2 from the line tonight. He has 12 points. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game wrap-up show. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual numbers in tonight's game. Let you know how your favorite player did here, score-wise and otherwise. Free throw is up and good for Ethan Smith. Smith now with 13 points for the Jeffs tonight. He averages 10.9 on the season. Ethan Smith, free throw is up and good. Got them both. A 10-point lead now for Fairbury. 55-45, 26 seconds to go. Buttrick at the top of the key. Fairbury doesn't want a foul here. Bredemeyer in the paint, looking for Craig. Ball tipped away and stolen. Ethan Smith. Smith gets it over to Starr. Down to Grizzle. Grizzle on the dribble, right side. Not a lot of point in fouling here. They're going to let him dribble it out. Grizzle will dribble the basketball and wait for time to expire. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. And there is your ball game. Your final score, the Fairbury Jeffs 55 and the Fall City Tigers 45. 55-45, your final. The Fairbury Jeffs will advance to Thursday night's sub-district final. They will face the Auburn Bulldogs here at Auburn High School, a 6:30 tip-off this coming Thursday. Stay with us. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. Don't go away. We'll be back with our post-game scoring recap after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Auburn High School. Our final score tonight in the nightcap, the Fairbury Jeffs defeat the Falls City Tigers, 55-45, your final. Let's take a look at the numbers here. First of all, for the Fairbury Jeffs, they had three players in double figures. They were led by Jax Beal. He had 18 points in the ballgame. Ethan Smith finished with 14. Zane Grizzle also in double figures, adding 10. 6 points tonight for Jackson Martin coming off the bench. Blake Starr finished with 5, and Jacob Martin added 2 for Fairbury's total of 55. From the free throw line, the Jeffs shot 100%, a perfect 8-for-8 from the charity stripe tonight for the Jeffs. For your Fall City Tigers, two players in double figures. Bryson Buttrick led the Tigers tonight. He finished with 12 points in the game. Jackson Strauss also in double figures with 11. Adding 8 was John Craig. Carson Bredemeyer had 8, and Race Farmer added 6 for Fall City's total of 45. From the free throw line, Fall City hit 3 out of 8 from the charity stripe. 55-45, Fairbury with the win tonight over the Fall City Tigers. Well, with that loss, the Tigers' season ends. They finished the year at 6-16 on the year. They're seniors tonight playing their final game in a Tiger uniform. We want to acknowledge these young men because we've had such a great time watching them throughout their high school careers. Race Farmer, senior, Carson Bredemeyer, and Kyle Eichhoff, the three seniors on this varsity team for the Fall City Tigers. We certainly want to acknowledge them and the contributions that they have made here to Fall City Tiger basketball in recent years, and it's been a ball watching them play basketball. Also, I don't want to wrap it up tonight. I can't wrap it up tonight without acknowledging the fact that this is the final game coached by Fall City head coach Don Hogue. And folks, I've had the honor and privilege of knowing Coach Hogue and his lovely wife Terry ever since their college days. In fact, they met working for me in my grocery store at Hinky Dinky way back when in Fall City. And it's been a pleasure to know the Hogue family, Terry and Donnie and their three sons. And watching Donnie develop as a coach, I remember his very first game as head coach was at Syracuse. Things didn't go well. Coach Hogue and I had a chat the next morning in the grocery store. We talked about how that game went with Syracuse. So I remember very clearly his very first game as head coach and tonight his final. 23 years he served the Fall City Tigers as their head basketball coach, also a number of years in there as a football coach. And as I said, I certainly consider it an honor and a privilege to know Coach Hogue and Terry, and a great job. He won't be forgotten for a long time at Fall City High. All right, with the win, the Fairbury Jeffs advance. They'll face the Auburn Bulldogs 6:30 Thursday night here at Auburn. I'm not sure what our broadcast plans are yet. Johnson Brock, Auburn, where we're going to be. We will announce that tomorrow for you on Facebook and let you know where we will be Thursday. We do know we'll have girls district finals for you on Friday. John will be here on KTNC with the Sacred Heart Irish in Osceola at Palmyra. I'll be over on Sunny 101.3 traveling out to Cross County High School near Stromsburg with the Johnson Brock Lady Eagles as they face Niobrara Verdigris. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball. For Aaron Wisdom, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score in this one, the Fairbury Jeffs 55 and the Fall City Tigers 45. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.